Finally, some research that we trust. All right, the top five hurricane snacks from Froggy's research. All right, well, you're in the middle of the storm. You should know.
I did ask my listeners here, and I also asked people around the radio station. I've come up with these are the top five hurricane snacks. Coming in at number five, no matter what flavor you like, Uncrustables are number five.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Number four, jerky.
That's a good one.
You're right.
Number three, Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah,
I love Pop-Tarts. I kind of wish I had a hurricane rolling by.
I know.
I'm getting hungry.
Number two, Oreos.
Okay.
And the number one, it doesn't rhyme with feces, it is Reese's. Peanut butter cups are coming in. That's the number one thing people want to eat.
Yeah!
Isn't it Nate that calls them Reese's?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's not Reese's.
Love me some Reese's.
No.
That's feces.
It's a guy named Reese. They're his. They're Reese's.
Well, then how do you say Reese's Pieces?
You Reese's say Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces. It rhymes.
They're Pieces. They're not Pieces.
Pieces.
They're not Pieces. Anyway, I love Thursday, except for this argument we always have. And there you go. Food news. Froggy, you're the best. We love you. Thank you.
Food. Frog's Food News.
All right, let's get some sound on with Garrett. Yep. Lots to talk about, and including a big announcement from my good friend Hoda.
Yes.
Over at the Today Show.
It was just announced. She announced it minutes ago that she is leaving the Today Show starting at the beginning of next year. But here's a little clip of that announcement.
And I just turned 60. And it was such a monumental moment for me when I turned 60 years old, because I started thinking about that decade. Like, what does that decade mean? What does it hold? What's it going to have for me? And I realized that it was time for me to turn the page at 60 and to try something new.
Amen, wow. Sister.
Were you talking about that this morning?
Yes, I was.
All right. Wow.
Are you thinking that?
But you know, well, who isn't? I mean, those who are 40 aren't thinking that. But let me tell you, she just said something very interesting. She said, try something new. She didn't say she wants to just give up.
She's going
to
stay with NBC and do some interviews here and there. But for the most part, she's not waking up early in the morning to do 3 hours of the Today Show.
Got to tell you, I worked for many years with Hoda, and she is the real deal. And now with Jenna Bush there, I love Jenna just as much. They're just, the two of them are tremendous. The only thing I don't like about them is they're on against us.
Damn them.
True.
But anyway, all the best to Hoda.
Yes. So let's move on. So this is going viral. We all have that dumb friend that says, hey, I dare you to do this. This one friend said, hey, why don't you get a tattoo and give it to yourself on a roller coaster?
What a great idea.
Listen to this sound.
Give yourself a tattoo on a roller coaster.
Okay. Yeah.
You didn't finish it. We gotta go again.
Bro, I can't do that.
Oh my gosh.
I love it, bro.
When did you do that?
On the roller coaster, just like 5 minutes ago.
The things we do for TikTok.
I wonder what that looked like.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture later. All right, so this is going viral as well. I didn't realize this. I played a ton of Nintendo growing up, but back in the 80s and 90s, did you know they have a call center in case you're having trouble with a video game? You can call that up and they can be like, hey, all you have to do is just do this.
Really?
And
really?
Walk through
it.
Yeah.
Nintendo Power. It was a magazine, and then they had the helpline. Yeah. Yeah. You call and say, hey, I can't get linked to wherever. Ever.
And oh, dude, remember I used the cheat to get codes?
Nintendo Power?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and then a call center.
Yes, here's a little video clip of that.
Gameplay. Hi, Nintendo. This is Craig. How can I help you?
Yes. I was wanting to inquire about The Legend of Zelda. I was wondering how you go about getting the white sword.
Okay, so you're looking for the white sword in Zelda?
Well, I know where it is, but I can't get my hands on it.
Which quest are you in?
The first quest.
Okay, well, you know where it is.
Yeah, right.
All right. What you need to have are 12 heart containers.
Right.
And that's the only thing.
Okay, I've got 12.
Well, then you should be able to get it. You just walk up and you present yourself to the gentleman, and he'll give you the sword.
Oh, my God.
And the guy and the guy on the phone is playing video games as he's answering people's questions.
Hey, yeah, so I'm Nintendo call center. Yeah, I'm down in the basement. I'm asking, how can I get my mom to bring me a peanut butter sandwich?
I'm playing Tetris right now. I'm not having trouble with the square.
I live down here.
Yeah.
All right. So Danielle the other day was talking about how Hollywood homes are being overtaken by squatters. Mm-hmm. So here is a news report. Listen to this guy. His name's Richard Franklin. He sounds like a James Bond villain describing what is going on in his neighborhood right now.
This is a sign of...